A small terrorist group with links to Al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for Saturday's terrorist bombings in Istanbul that killed 23 people and wounded more than 300. The targets of the attacks were two synagogues in the Turkish city, but most of the victims were Muslims. BBC reporter Richard Galpin is in Istanbul. What about this group and its ties to Al-Qaeda?
Well, we know the name of this group is called the Brigades of the Martyr of Abu Hafs al-Arabi, which is regarded as being a division of Al-Qaeda. And it gave a statement yesterday to a London-based Arabic paper, which is called Al-Quds al-Arabiya, claiming responsibility for the attack. And also, we believe that they may have been involved in previous attacks in Iraq, specifically in Nasiriyah, when the Italian military was targeted with devastating effect. And they are saying that they carried out this attack because they believed that Mossad agents, that's Israeli intelligence officials, were inside the synagogues at the time, and also because of the occupation of the Palestinian territories by Israel. So a pretty clear statement, but of course we cannot vouch for its authenticity.
Turkish police now believe truck bombs were used in Saturday's attack. What else did the Turkish police have on this group, and what about the bombings and the targets?
Well, as you say, basically in terms of the targets, it was two synagogues in Istanbul, one of them which is the largest in the country, and it was packed at the time, a bar mitzvah going on at the time, hundreds of people inside. And I've been to that site, and it's a very narrow street, and clearly the bomb had a devastating impact. We understand from the police that, as you say, it was on trucks. This one at the Neve Shalom, the biggest synagogue, and also the similar truck for the second bombing. And we understand that the bombs contained anything between 300 and 400 kilograms of explosives. And certainly government officials believe that the bombs were actually made in Turkey itself. And at this stage, though, they are not clear whether the suicide bombers were of Turkish origin or were foreigners.
There had been warnings of terrorist attacks in Turkey. Are there now fears of a new Al-Qaeda campaign against the Western-oriented government there?
Well, certainly that is a great fear, and the Turkish government was very quick after the bombings on Saturday morning to say that they did believe that there was an international link. So this is obviously going to be of great concern, and particularly given the fact that they had a number of warnings previously. I think the population here will be asking whether sufficient precautions have been taken by the government in the light of the warnings which they had dating back to April. So clearly, I think people, though, at the moment are just shocked by what has happened, that they now do believe, although it's not confirmed, that they have been the target of some kind of Al-Qaeda-linked attack.
The BBC's Richard Galpin in Istanbul.